Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, one of the things you may have noticed in the news since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine is that several countries across Europe are either reintroducing mandatory military service several years after phasing it out, or bringing in voluntary service plans in a bid to boost military numbers. And this is being put down to the growing fears of a conflict with Russia following that invasion. Now, there are approximately 2 million active duty personnel across Europe. So here's a view of some of the countries looking to increase their numbers. We're joined by Georg von Harrach, Europe-based journalist in Brussels. And Georg, firstly, we'll go have a look at France. France has about 200,000 military personnel and 47,000 reservists. But Prime Minister Macron announcing a limited form of military service. What's he looking to do?
Yeah, that's right. At the moment, it would be a voluntary scheme. In the first couple of years, he's aiming for around 2,000 or 3,000 volunteers, but he wants to scale that up within a decade up to 50,000. That's still limited numbers compared to the type of military service France had back in the Cold War days, when the entire kind of young people cohort were expected to go through military service, more like between 600,000 and 800,000. So this is a small scale scheme, but it is still a real change in policy, and it really reflects that change in thinking in a number of European countries, as you said there, since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
And not all of President Macron's policy decisions have gone down well amongst the public or indeed other political parties. So how's it going down there in France?
I mean, I think that there hasn't been a big backlash, which by French politics standards, he probably sees as a bit of a win. And it's quite interesting to see his reasoning why he's doing this. In the speech that he made in front of a whole host of military personnel last week, he was talking about reconnecting the nation with its armed forces, bolstering the national defense, but also he talked about the training of young people. And I think that last element is interesting. France has quite a high number of young people not in employment, education, or training. And perhaps this is partly at least a scheme to get young people into training. He hopes, of course, it will boost the country's defences. But this is 8 to 10 months of military training for 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. It's hard to see that these are going to end up as soldiers. But France does also have a recruitment problem amongst the armed forces. So perhaps he's hoping that some of these recruits do morph into future soldiers for France. And maybe that's some of the long-term thinking he's got there.
And briefly, Georg, where's the money going to come from? Because France is not exactly flush.
Yeah, so he's saying this will cost around 2 billion euros. So this is an expensive project. He's already signaled as part of defense spending, as you know, across EU, across NATO nations, is going up. He's committed to increasing French defense spending, and it's going to come out of that budget. But whether it's successful, either for training young people or for the defense of France, we won't really know until the scheme gets going next summer.
All right, Georg von Harrach, thanks very much for joining us from Brussels on that.
We're also joined now by Arthur Sullivan, a Berlin-based journalist with Deutsche Welle. Arthur, I know there's some changes on the way there, but what has been the situation with military service in Germany up to now?
Yeah, good evening, Katie. Yeah, well, military service in Germany, there was a form of compulsory military service in Germany from 1956, so shortly after World War II, right up until 2011. But then it was put into abeyance in 2011, like had been the case for a few years previously in many Western European countries, when in the aftermath of the Cold War, it was found that there was no longer a need to boost the armed forces with recruits or with military service periods of 6 months. Now, during that period up until 2011, there was two options, essentially. Young men, and it only applies to young men, indeed. For women, it is voluntary when it comes to the military, and that remains the case. But during that period up until 2011, young men could either go for 6 months for military training, or they could opt for 6 months in, for example, other civic roles. So, for example, social care or other civilian activities like that. And it was important to say that during that period, they couldn't actually be called up to a conflict zone. So, for example, Germany had periods in Afghanistan. They were in Kosovo during those times, and it remained a voluntary option for someone who'd been called up to military service. They couldn't be forced to go there. So that was the case up until 2011. Then, as I said, it went into abeyance. And just in the last few months, in fact, in the last few weeks, the German coalition, so the government here, which is the centre-left and the centre-right parties in a grand coalition, they have agreed a return to a form of voluntary military service. So there was some suggestions that there could be a return to a form of conscription where people would be obliged to go, young men of 18 would be obliged to go, but they have now brought in this, or they hope to bring it in if it's passed in the German parliament in the coming weeks. And this plan would involve anyone who's turns 18 from the 1st of January 2026 would have to fill out a form where they basically declare their readiness to serve or their willingness to serve, give some personal information about their qualifications. And then from 2027, they would also be obliged to undergo a physical fitness examination. But again, the government are very much stressing the fact that it is, at this stage, voluntary.
OK, thanks for that. That's Arthur Sullivan there with Deutsche Welle.
And to round it off, we're going to go to Nick Thorpe, Central Europe correspondent with BBC News. Lots of movement on compulsory military service in several Eastern European countries. But Nick, you're going to cover two countries for us, Croatia and Hungary. Let's start with Croatia. What's the picture there?
Right, Colin. Yes, well, this is one of the countries which Croatia is one of the countries which has now, just in the last month or so, reintroduced compulsory military service. That will begin on the 1st of January next year. But this is not a return to the full draft. It's effectively 2 months of compulsory military training for those aged 18 to 19 beginning next year. So very much, you know, it was interesting listening to the colleagues across Europe there. So very much part of the trend, but with Croatia, which already has a small army, only an army of 13,000 or so, they're planning next year already to train to put 4,000 young men through this basic military training over 2 months.
I mean, there are a number of other countries, but I suppose one that's interesting is Hungary, one that has been sceptical about Europe's stance on Ukraine and about how much of a threat Russia poses, but it's still on the agenda there. Why and what are they doing?
Well, it's interesting. It's been very much discussion of conscription is very much coming from the government, from Viktor Orban's government and his the pro-government media, who are saying, look, Brussels, as they refer to the rest of the European Union, are dragging, in their words, the rest of Europe, the EU, into war in Ukraine. They accuse the EU of being dominated by what they call warmongering politicians, and they use the conscription issue, you know, regularly referred to by government politicians, regularly referred to in their own media, as saying, look, other countries are preparing for war, whereas we're not. So Hungary's position, the Hungarian government's position, is very much no conscription and no possibility of conscription. And they say that if they lose the election next year, they warn that the opposition party, although they deny, the opposition party denies this strongly, would reintroduce conscription here. It would be very unpopular. I think I've seen a poll saying 80% of Hungarians oppose the return of compulsory military service.
OK, thanks very much, Nick. Good talking to you. Nick Thorpe there, Central Europe correspondent with BBC News. Now, coming up, we'll be back with the weather.